Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Daf Samach Amar Aleph for 7 lines from the top. I apologize yesterday, you know, with all of everything, everyone is off, so I wasn't able to send out the recording. Be'ez Hashem, we're picking up today. So now the Gemara says, Anusas Chavero Umefutas Chavero Lo Yisa. So the Gemara is discussing the second case of the Braisa. The Braisa says that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a person who had been raped by another man, or a case of the man who seduced another woman. V'imnas, however, if he decides to marry her, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov avad chalal. No, that the children is going to be a chalal. V'chacham amrim avad kosher. No, that the child would not be a chalal. Again, chalal loses all the status as a kedushas kuna. And he also would have beer with someone would make her a chalala, so it's a pretty bad thing. The Gemara says, Amar Ravuna Marav, Alacha Krav Lazar Ben Yaakov, Amar Rav Gidol Marav, Alacha Krav Lazar Ben Yaakov, Alacha Falaz Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov, that she would be that this child would be a chalal if she had previously had been raped or had been seduced. The Gemara says, Ika de Amre, a different version, Amar Ravuna Marav, my time with Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov. What's the reason of Lazar Ben Yaakov that the child is a chalal? Savala Karebi El Lazar. He agrees, Rabbi Lazar, who holds that a woman who, even though she wasn't married, had bia with an unmarried man, that would still make her a zona. That's the Rabbi Lazar Shita we saw on Daf Nun Tesam Beis. So we see that someone who has bia, even if she's not married, Pana Yabal Pnia, Asa Zona, with the Torah says a Kohen is going to be Asra, and there's an Isra Deraisa, so therefore, you're violating an Isra Deraisa, which would create a Chalal. The Gemara says, "Umisavar laKavase." Does Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov agree with Rabbi Lazar? Va'akai melan mishnas Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov kavinaki. We establish that Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov's statements are literally they're very pure. Meaning, usually we always paskin like him. His the way we accept his psakim that he gives us. Vilu ba'ah amarav Rav Rafam amarav. The Rav Rafam says the name of Rav. Rav Rafam said, "Ein alacha Rabbi Lazar." The alacha does not follow Rabbi Lazar. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, which is going to be accepted, is going to be based on a shita of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, which is not accepted? So Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, that's taka, a good point. That is seemingly very problematic point to explain Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Usually we explained before many times that when you have a kasha, there is terutzim, many times the ritva, and other rishonim will try to give terutzim for a kasha. So here also it's a difficulty, but you could give a teret. As opposed to tiyufta, which we usually knock out the answer in gansin. So now, and the Gemara explains another way we can explain the machlokas of Lazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. Rav Ashi amar, b'yesh chalal mechayv yaseik lefig. The machlokas is whether a chalal would be a result of a man who violates an iser asay, not a lav. Rav Lazar ben Yaakov savar yesh chalal mechayv yaseik. That when it comes to a kohen gadol, the pasuk says ki im bisul yikach. So that's a mitzvah, and implied from it that there would be an iser. There would be an iser for him to not marry a basula or a virgin. So here she had bia, so then she's not a virgin, so that would be seemingly problematic. So the question is, how do we view that? What we call a lav haba mechal asay. The mitzvah is that you should marry someone who's a virgin. If she doesn't, then that's an implication that there's a problem with that. So we have a principle, lav haba mechal asay is an asay, that a lav that is implied from a mitzvah asay, that halachic status would be an asay. So it's not a lav. So maybe that's not going to create a chalal. So Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov holds that it does. And Rabbi and Rabbanan Savrei Ein Chalal Mechayev Yaseh. They hold that there would be no Chalal coming from the fact that there is an Isser Yaseh. And this the Halacha follows Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. That would be good. Or Rav Huna and Rav Gidol say the Halacha follows Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. So this Lachora is a better answer because it's not predicated on something which is a problematic as opposed to before, which was based on a Shita of Rabbi Lazar, which we don't hold of. This answer very good. So Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, what would be the reasoning of Lazar ben Yaakov? Why does he hold that this Isra say would create a chalal? Because the pasuk specifically says, in the reference to the fact that he should marry a besula, he shall not mechalal, not desecrate his zara ba'amav, his children, his offspring that are coming. Akula, so that reference seemingly is on everything that the pasuk had a whole list of things there, and it said, that he should lo yichal bozamim in the pasuk afterwards, right? Pasuk says, "Mano kusha v'chalala zemaseila yikachu kim besula me'ma v'kach isha." So in Eretz Yisrael, Mamashina Dilma, Parsha. So the Gemara is saying that we learn from over here that all of them are going to become a akula. Or the halacha is that all of them are going to be chalalim. Rabbanan Adam, how they disagree? That's a good point. Rabbi Lezer Yaakov has a nice drush on the pasuk. The Gemara says, "Eila efshikin." And if we look, the pasuk says, "Mano kusha v'chalala zuna es eila lo yikach." So the fact that it says Almana Grusha Chalala, those Eloi Yikach Hatzalav, and those are going to be shaykh to the next pasuk of Balei Chal Zara, because Ela these is a break, and therefore it's going to explain that the rest of the pasuk is not going to become Chalal, only the beginning part of the pasuk. The Gemara says, "I, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar." What is Ela? Ela is seemingly a word that seems to stop and be like a pausing point in the pasuk. These Eloi Kach. So why does it stop and then continue with the next set of things, which is going to be Kim Besulam Avi Kach Mishal? They should only marry a virgin. So what is the Ela coming to teach you? Lameute Nida, to exclude a Nida, that if a Kohen has Bia with his wife while she's a Nida, that their children will not be a Chala. Because I would have thought maybe it's a Kavachomer, that regular Lavim, that even Klal Yisrael, a Grusha, a regular guy's allowed to marry. And a Kohen is an Isser Lav, he makes a Chalal. So Kol Shekin, an Isser Kares by Yisrael, Isser Nida is an Isser Kares, I would have thought that that would create the Lav of a Chalal. So therefore, to negate that potential Kavachomer, the Pasuk has to teach you that Ela, that really she would not become, that the child would not become a Chalal from such a Isser if he has Bia with his wife who's a Nida. The Gemara now points out, Kaman Azad Asana, who does the Shita follow that we quote in the Braisa, which says, Me'ela ata ose chala. From the Lashon of Ela, the woman we mentioned in the Pasuk, you're going to make a chala. V'yata ose Ela, midida. But you do not make any, not making it from a case of a chala. Kaman, that's Kirb Elazar ben Yaakov, that's going to be Elazar ben Yaakov who says that Pasuk is excluding a nida. So it's Machlokes Rishonim. So much on the Taina that even the Chama with the greeter Elazar ben Yaakov, that a Kohen whose Bala, whose wife was the Ishto Nida, that would not create a Chalal, but they just would have some sort of other source. So that's why the Gemara says it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But everyone agrees the Halacha though, that a man, even the Chachamim would agree that a man who has Bia with his wife who's Nida would not create a Chalal. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Nechtave Le'ela Levasov. According to Elazar ben Yaakov, why doesn't Ela say at the end of the Pasuk, not in the middle, which is seemingly coming to say like the Chachamim said? The whole idea is to differentiate from the, and it's to Ela to teach you it's coming to just exclude a nida, so mention it at the end of the pasuk. So Gemara says Kasha, that's a good point. This is a good point that this would be, according to again Ravashi, this would be a problem Elazar ben Yaakov. But according to Rav Huna, that the Gemara said before, everyone agreed that Ela would be to differentiate that from other lavim. That would be the point according to Rav Huna. So, but according to Ravashi, this question exists within Shitas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Which Gemara ends up with the Kasha again. Kasha is not as strong as Tziyota, but it is a problematic statement nonetheless. The Gemara says now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, Achoso Arusa, that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudal Meir Metamila, that what happens if you have, we know the Pasuk called in Parshas Emor, tells us that a La'aviv La'imo, La'achiv U'la'achoso, the La'achoso, Basula, Krova'ila, Vashaloy Salish, La'yitama, that his sister, who is close to him, would not have been married to a wife, married to a husband, hopefully, the wife should not be married to her husband, should not be, he shall not metameter. So that is a regular sister, so then he's allowed to. So the Shaila is, what about an Arusa stage? You mentioned that there's two stages of the marriage process. We have the Erusin and the Suin. The Erusin was done a year earlier, and for all lawful purposes, she's married, meaning that she's going to be Chayav Eishes Ish. But other purposes of the marriage, the fact that he has to start supporting her, and the halachas if his own wife was an arusa, he's not metame for her. Those different halachas don't apply. So here, question is, when his sister, normally if she's married to somebody, so then ashaloi salish, so that's a shayla. The pasuk itself seems to play two different things because achoso habesula. She still, generally, if you don't do Kiddushin Bebiyah, which Rav was manging on that, so anyway, we don't do Kiddushin Bebiyah. So we assume that the Chazaka is, she's still, and from the Eretz Yisrael, she's still going to be a Basula. She's a Basula, however, it says Lo Yisalish, she's not with the man. So maybe Lo Yisalish means even from the stage of Eretz. So that's the Machlokas, that he's still allowed to, if she dies in the Eretz stage, she would be allowed to go and make himself tamei in order to go to her funeral. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, and Eimet Tamela, that's a machlokas also, I think Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, whether it's a mitzvah, or it's a chiyuv, or it's just a rishus. To go, I think we pass that it's a mitzvah, if I'm not mistaken, but maybe I'm wrong. But I think we pass that it's a mitzvah, that there's a chiyuv, that you should go to the Levi. So anyway, so Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon says, Eimet Tamela, he does not, he's not mitame for this one. So now the Gemara says, the second case of advice is that everyone would agree that if she was violated or seduced, everyone would agree that that's something of somebody that's not considered achos basula, and therefore that would be asr. The Gemara is going to explain about machlokas in the first case. Mukas eitz, imatama. Third case now, mukas eitz. Somebody we discussed this earlier also, somebody, it means that she's fully a basula, but she had some sort of wound, she fell or something like that, that created that she's no longer, she doesn't have her signs of her basulas anymore. She doesn't have the signs of virginity, just the haman has been ruptured, so that she's still a basula halakha, meaning for the fact that she hadn't been with anyone else, but she's still considered, she's still lacking in the fact that she doesn't have her basulam anymore, she's not the blood. So Gemara says, Mukas eitz eime tamela. He did not make himself tamela to go to her funeral. The very Shimon, Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ru'ila Kohen Gadol matamela, Sheinu Ru'ila Kohen Gadol eime tamela. Rabbi Shimon makes a rule, anybody who could theoretically marry a Kohen Gadol, we know that with Rabbi Shimon Lashitoso, Rabbi Shimon on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes told us the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Mukas eitz. So therefore, he's saying anybody who's not right to be able to marry Kohen Gadol is going to be usher to go to her funeral. Whereas other Tanayim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yuda, they say that they would allow you to go to the funeral of Mukas Eitz, as the Gemara is going to flesh up a fairish. And then the last case over here, the fourth case now. Vagaris matamila divrei kol adam. Vagaris matamila divrei kol adam. That a sister who is a bogaris, everybody would agree that her brother is allowed to be matamila. Because a bogaris is somebody who's fully a pesula. She just, she's not going to have, that's a machlokas rishonim, when we said earlier she doesn't have the full basulim. What does that mean? Does it mean that she does the cordosis? I think it was like that. She doesn't have as much blood as a regular case. By the way, so the Gemara is saying that a Bulgarian would be allowed to go to her funeral. My time is Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason we're saying Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda? That say that a kohen is allowed to be metame to a sister who dies in a rusa stage. The darsha after they say the following pasuk: Achosa basula. That it says achosa basula. Absula is a virgin sister. That's excluding pralanusa mefuda. That's excluding a sister who had been violated or raped. Violated is raped. Was raped or been seduced, and she's no longer a basula. Yachol shani motze af mukaseit. So I would say even a sister who is has a wound that made her rupture her virginity. So the Gemara says, but not actual relations. Tamalomar asher lohaisa leish. So it's only been a person who had not been with a man, implying Misha Vasalai the Ish, that someone whose Basulim had been broken by a man, that's how she had been lost her virginity. This is excluding a woman who has not had relations with a man, she just had it by some sort of falling that she had. She fell, and then she, it's a wood fell on her, and that therefore it created the loss of her basulim. So like Mar says, what do we learn from Hakrova? So obviously your sister is someone who's related to you. What do you mean? Hakrova, I love. It says, right? Obviously, my sister's related to me. So what's Hakrova coming to include? It must be including something. Is Larabos Arus. So they're learning from there that it's coming to include that a brother is allowed to be Metama himself in order to go to the funeral of his sister, who's an Arusa. Elav Larabos Abogaris. And Elav is to teach you a Bogaris. So I'm going to ask, why do I need a Bogaris? Ha, Lamali Krav, why do I need a Bogaris to teach you a Pasuk, to teach you that a Pasuk? Because Basula Mashma, that Remeir says that when it says Lashna Basula, she's a virgin, that implies only partial Basulim. That's, we mentioned, that a girl above the age of 12 and a half, that's the cage of Bogaris. Nara is from the age of 12 to 12 and a half. And that's the Nara stage, and a Bogaris is above the age of 12 and a half. The Gemara assumes that scientifically things would change when a person becomes a Bogaris. So Bogaris, this is one of the things that Simanim, that she doesn't have as much Basulim, but she's still Basula. So Gemara says, why would I, again, so if she's still Basula, why would I have a Havamina that she wouldn't go to the funeral? That the brother doesn't go to the funeral. So Gemara answers, Itzrach, I would have thought the following. So, Tachamina, I would have thought, Nailit, Basula, Basula, Mehasam, I would have learned Basula, Basula from the case, as Rashi points out, from Kim Tsa Ish Nara Basula, and he rapes her in the field. And he has Bia with her, he's going to be Chayav Misa. So, and in the Rana Mishpas Mavet, right, because she was raped, that's the way we learn Onus Rachmana Patre, that's where we see that. So anyway, so over here, so we see that there, in the context of a Basula, it's mentioned specifically in the case of Nara Basula. Mala ala Nara, that's the case of the Pasuk over there, is referring to specifically a Nara in the age of 12 to 12 and a half, and not to a Bagaris, Afkat Naminara, I would have thought that here also, maybe only you remember Tame for your sister who's a Nara, not for Bagaris, much more in the Pasuk, therefore it teaches you that even if she's above the age of 12 and a half, as long as she's not married yet, you would have been Matame yourself in order to attend their funeral. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Mai Tai Mayu. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, what's the reasoning in the psak that they give that a kohen may not metame himself to a sister who died in Arusa? So Gemara says, Darsha Achi, Lachosa Psula Prat Lanusa Mefuta Mukaseis. That Lachosa Psula is coming to exclude a sister who had been raped or seduced or Mukaseis. All those examples are going to be Ashita, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, that would be the case, that you would not be metame for her. Asher Loisa Prat La Arusa. Though the one who I saw, Shaloi Salish, that's coming to exclude a case of a sister who died in Arusa. Hakrova l'rabos Arusa nizgarsha, who is close, means that Arusa who was died and divorced, having died unmarried. Elav l'rabos a bogaris, Elav is coming to include a bogaris that you have metame for them. So according to everybody, Lachosa Basula is referring to pater you from going, you don't go to a case of a rape. According to Rabbi Shimon, it excluded Mukas 8. Akrova, that's, I was teaching you that's including any Arusa according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and or only an Arusa was divorced according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Elav is including a bogaris. And Asher Lo Aysa Leish is coming, including a woman who was Mukas 8 according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but exclude a woman who died in Arusa according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. So now, again, Hakrova l'rabos Arusa nizgarsa. Hakrova l'rabos Arusa nizgarsa. The word that was close to him is Arusa nizgarsa. Turning on to the next summer now. Veha Amar Rabbi Shimon, but didn't Rabbi Shimon himself say that Re'uya l'koin gadol metamela, Shenu l'koin metamela? So he gave us the rule that a koin gadol is not allowed to marry someone who is divorced. Rabbi Shimon should say that a kohen is going to be usher to marry his sister who is married as an Arusa, because the moment the person becomes an Arusa, the only way that you would be able to be able to have her marry someone else is if she gets divorced, not assuming that her husband dies, but assuming that, that she gets divorced, because even if her husband dies, she'd be usher to marry a Kohen Gadol at that stage. So no matter what, when she becomes an Arusa, it's usher. Yet, he says you're allowed to be metame for her. So like Mar says, Shani Asim, the Rabbi Rachmana Krova. Again, the Pasuk says, Krova. Achosu a Krova Elav. Obviously, I know your sister's close to you. She's your sister. So what does Krova come to include? Krova must mean to come to include the case that she's going to be Krova Elav, that she is coming to Rabos to teach you that even in a case where she was your sister through Erisin, you would still go to her funeral. That's still considered Krova. So Gemara says, Iachi Mukaseitz Nami. So, but why? Mukaseitz also, that maybe that also, what if there's a Ribuy of Akrova? Why does Hashem not say that Mukaseitz also should be included as somebody, as the exception to the rule? The Gemara says, Krova Achaz Lashem. The Krova teaches you there's one Ribuy. Usually we only learn one thing from one Ribuy. The Pasuk has one extra inclusion of something. We're going to include one thing and not two. So the Gemara says, fine, we're going to include one thing, not two. Omaris, but why do you see that, why do you make it, why does it make more sense to you to include the case of a woman who is married through Erisin as opposed to Mukaseitz? Maybe a Mukaseitz is still a Basula, and therefore, and she's not even been married before, and therefore I would say that you should go to her, Levaya, not the case of, according to Rav Shimon, and not the case of somebody who had been previously married. Why does he think that it should be the one who was previously married? You go to her funeral, but you don't go to the case of someone who's Mukaseitz. So Gemara says, because when it comes to the case of Mukaseitz, there was actual something that happened to her. There was an action done. The action was that she fell or whatever it happened. Something fell on her, wood fell on her, and it broke her basulim. So there was a real action there, and therefore that had changed her status. However, when it comes to an Arusa, nothing actually changes her status. She's an Arusa, she's married, but nothing actually changed in terms of her physical body. Therefore, I would assume that she's still closer to you in relationship to you. So that's why you go to her funeral, not the case of Mukaseitz. Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara points out that really Rabbi Yossi, he holds like Rabbi Shimon with the case of an Arusa, but he doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon in the case of Mukaseitz. So Rabbi Yossi, Midashavka LeBezuka, since he said Mukaseitz, he left his sheet of Rabbi Shimon. He ruled with that a Kohen is allowed to be Matame for an Arusa like Rabbi Shimon, but then he left him with regards to an Arusa, with regards to a Mukaseitz. Because the Mukaseitz, Rabbi Meir, really, Mutter like Mukaseitz, is going to be Mutter like Rabbi Meir. Minele, where does he know? Where does Rabbi Yossi know to hold like Rabbi Meir in this point? Because he learns it out from Loai Salaish. It's learned from Loai Salaish. The Gemara says, from that pasuk, Meloi Salaish. Gemara says, V'havkas, if Rabbi Yossi already used that pasuk to teach you that, like Rabbi Shimon, that this is talking about a Kohen is not allowed to be Matam himself for, that this is talking about a Kohen is not allowed to be Matam himself to his sister who died in Arusa. That's gonna be Usher. That's what he learned like Rabbi Shimon. So, Chad Meloi. So Gemara says, one halacha that a Kohen is not allowed to be Matam himself for his sister who died in Arusa is learned from that Loai Salaish. Loai Salaish, meaning even if she's done in Erisin, you can't go to her funeral. V'chad min le'ish. And the other one is learned from a man, which is telling you that it had to be done by a man, that is telling you that a sister was done by, only by a man, and not through a Mukaseitz. Ha'isa, the lashon of Ha'isa, it could have just said, Asher lo le'ish. What is it, Ha'isa le'ish? They're telling you this halacha that if it's Mukaseitz, that she would be allowed to be, you're allowed to be allowed to go to that one. So the Gemara says, Elav the Rabbos HaBogaris, that Elav is going to teach you a Bogaris, so their brother's allowed to go to be Matame for the case of Bogaris. Gemara says, "V'ha'am Rabbi Shimon Besula Shleima Mashma." That Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that we learned before in the Chokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Shimon learned that Besula teaches you the woman is going to be eligible to be a Kohen Gadol if she's a complete virgin. That's excluding a Bogaris who's not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. So how can Rabbi Shimon include a Bogaris in the category of Achosa Besula, to whom the Kohen is allowed to be Metabet, when really he is not allowed to be married a Kohen Gadol? So Gemara says, "Tainu v'didei nami asamacha." The reasoning over there, with regards to Kohen Gadol as to Basula, is mamish learned from over here. The Darish Hachi here he learns me the elav the rabbos of Bagaris. Elav is teaching a Bagaris. Michal the Basula shleim mashma. That implies that a Basula is coming to include generally a full fledged virgin and not a Bagaris. The fact that the Torah had to go out of its way to teach you Bagaris in this case, this teaches you only in this case it's going to be mutter, but not in the other cases, i.e., marrying a Kohen Gadol. Another halacha is the Gemara says, "Tanya, we learn in it by so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Gioris Pchusim Bashal Shom Yom Echad, a convert in less than 3 years old. So then, Ksher Lekuna, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. The pasuk in Echezkel says that a Kohen is only allowed to marry Besula like Lashon Zeri Yisrael or something from Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara Kedusha learns that a convert is going to be possible because she is not from Zeri Yisrael. The Tanaim of the Mishnah Kedusha disagree over exactly how do we view that. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that a convert is usher only because a Zeri Yisrael is considered she's a Zona, And really, when she's a zona, it could only be about the age of three. So only from the age of three, it's lo plug. So no matter what, she could have had bia, and therefore she's usher. Below the age of three, though, as we learned earlier, she's even kasher l'kohen gadol. If a marrying has bia with a girl below the age of three, it's mamash like the lashon of the gemara and ksibah thing. It's like you're putting etzba ba'ayin, and you're putting your finger in her eye, meaning that it fully goes back, and she's considered a basula for all halachic purposes, and her bia is not recognized as bia. So then also over here, she's going to be ksher l'kohuna. Shneimar v'cholata panashim ashelayidam mishka zafar hechiu lachem. Because the pasuk says regards to the war with Midian, where Pinchas was there, he was leading the battle, and it says that anybody who was there, the children, the woman who had not known Bia with the male, you can keep for yourselves. Lashon of Lachem implies that you're allowed to marry them. All right, Pinchas Simon, and Pinchas was a Kohen, even Kohen, he's going to later, right, he was the Kohen, so he was amongst the soldiers who had led the battle, so therefore we learn that that the Kohanim were permitted to marry these converts. We see that a Kohen is allowed to marry a convert as long as she's below the age of three, from the Psukim itself. So the Gemara said, Rabbanan, how are they going to disagree with that pasuk? That's a good point. So the Gemara says, who said lachem meant marriage? Lavadim l'shvafas, it meant that you could take for yourself as male slaves and female slaves. By the age of 9 and 3, you could take them because they're not having bia, but you're not allowed to take them as partners in marriage and marry them up and have them convert. So Gemara says, so then ihachi bashal shem yom echad nami. So then according to, the Gemara is asking, according to Shimba Yochai, so that Pinchas is allowed to marry a female convert, so then even a girl who converted older should be allowed to be allowed. According to Shemachai, why was it that specifically when it's less than the age of three? Meaning, it doesn't differentiate between girls specifically age three and lower. It should be whether they had bia or not, whether they're basulim or not. So what does it matter if it's the age of three? So the Gemara points out, no, that's Kidr Rav Huna. Rav Shem Bar Yochai works with the Shita of Rav Huna. What Rav Huna? Rav Huna Rami, he asked the contradiction. Any woman who had been known to man by bia, implying, ha, enu das, Kayama. That implies that if she had not known by Bia, we kept her alive. So any, even an adult woman who hadn't had relations yet should be allowed to be kept alive. That means children who are even above the age of three, as long as woman, when a woman is going to be above the age of 12, that's going to be problematic. But anyone below the age of 12, you could keep them. But it says that all the young women who had not known Bia, you should keep for yourself. That implies Hayadu Yarga, that the age to have, potentially have known, that's going to be a problem, even if they're below the age of Bas Mitzvah. So Gemara says, Havi Omer, so we learn answer the Psukim, Bruili Bala Kasim Adaber. The Pasuk is speaking of any woman who is fit for having Bia, and we know that fit for having Bia is from the age of three. So when the Pasuk says, Isha refers to girls 3 years old, and anyone below the age of three is going to be not a problem. So the Gemara says that therefore, so that pasuk over here must be the age of three, and that's where Shem Bar Chai is going to have the drasha. Then where's the Tanim Alchi? So therefore, we learn in a similar root, a proof for this in a brisa of called Isha Yodas Ish. Bria Lebal Kasa Bader. The pasuk specifically talks about one who is fit for having bia, even if she never had it. Even above the age of three, you're not allowed to keep. Below the age of three, you'd be allowed to keep. So the Gemara says, Atom Bria Lebal. That which you say is fit for bia. Oh, Einu Ela Nivala Mamish. That speaks of someone who's specifically having bia. Kishu Omer Vacholatap Panashim Ashel Layadu Mishkav Zachar. And it says, all of the children among the women would have not had bia with a male yet. So we learn from over here that it speaks specifically to someone who's fit for having bia. How do they know which of the women for Midyanim are going to be fit for having bia and which were not? So as the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana Bar Chinin Amar Rishim Chasida, Havirim Lepnei Tits. How do they know? So the Gemara is just pointing out, how do they know? Some of them were wondering in the Psukim, how do they know? They put them before the tits, the Kohen Gadol used to wear the tits. I knew her face turned like pale, it turned whatever colors, whatever it was. So then, that we know that she was fit for having bia, she's above the age of three, and she would die. Anybody who was below that age, nothing would happen to them when they went through the zitz, and they'd be fine. And the Gemara points out, Rav Nachman, similar avira, adrikun. Adrikun is a symptom of avira. And so therefore, similarly, the face of the person over here, that would, their face would be Panea Marikos, which is similar to Adrikon, because they were already roy to be in the Averos. So the Gemara says, Kiyotze v'davar ha-Tomer. Similar thing, when regards to different Psukim and Tanakh now, V'yimtzil miyoshvi yavish gilad arbameos nara v'sula sher loyada ish l'mishkav zachar. To give a little context over here, this Psukim is one of the worst periods of Klal Yisrael. When Pilegesh Begiva, the people in Binyamin, they took over this Pilegesh, and they all raped her, and it seems to imply that Mamish, all of the Yisrael of Binyamin had been involved, or at least knew about it, and they never took them to court, nothing happened, and all of Klal Yisrael waged a major civil war in protest to Shevet Binyamin, terrible action with this one lady that didn't even put the people to trial, nothing, and it was such a corrupt place in Binyamin, so they ended up having a massive war with them. So they first fought them, it didn't work out so well. Then they Klaishah fought them and they ended up completely, almost decimating Shevet Binyamin. So they were almost completely destroyed. So then they made also a shvua that nobody's allowed to marry even the survivors of Shevet Binyamin. So then there was the people of Yavesh Gilad, they ignored the call to go to war, and people were there to fight them. Only those who had women, who had never had Bia, they were allowed to spare them. So the people of Yavesh Gilad had been killed though, because they didn't join the war. They're also, Klal Yisrael very upset at them also. So Gemara says, Minay Yadeh. How do they know which, now so again, so they kept the people of Yavesh Gilad in order for them to allow them to marry into Shevet Binyamin, those women, they were Yidden, to keep them if they weren't reaching the age of Bia. So how do they know? Minay Yadeh, how do they know? So Amar Rav Kana, Hishulun Alpi Chavet Shal Yayim. They put them on an open barrel of wine. Bularei Chanudev, apparently this was something that they used to work, that if you put a Basula, her breath would smell from the aroma of the wine would go through her, and she wasn't a basula, it was open there. And basula ein reich hanodef, and as opposed to virgin, her breath would not be, it wouldn't go through her because her basula was still closed. So the Gemara says, why don't we never live it? Says, why don't we do the same method that we did before with regards to the captives of the Midian? Why don't we do the same thing? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana, Amrei de Rav Nasan. L'rad says, Lam, the Pasuk says, the tzitz is specifically there to bring favor in the eyes of Klal Yisrael in front of Hashem. Here is terrible, it's going to be destroying them. L'rad son, L'rad parnos, here is going to be killing them and not in favor of them. So Gemara says, Yachi, I don't even look at it the other way though. Maybe it is in favor of the ones who are below the age of three. So anyway, no, apparently not. That it's going to be killing everybody else, it's not good then. Yachi minan nami, so in the case of the Binyanim, the tzitz is also for pronos. Gemara says, no, that's only for us, Klal Yisrael. Amar Vashi lahem k'sev. It's specifically to us, lahem l'ratzim l'olei pronos. For people of Israel, it's bringing favor and not going to be bringing bad things. Not pronos, not bad things. However, all of the kuchavim, we don't care what happens to them. I feel like pronos could be even bad things. Now the Gemara Paskins, Amar, Rabbi Yaakov, or Idi, Amar, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Allah, Rabbi Shimon Berichai, Allah, like Rabbi Shimon Berichai, who holds that a Kohen is allowed to marry a woman who converted if she's below the age of three. Now the Gemara, Rabbi Zir, asks a question on this. Amar, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yaakov, Idi, Befeish Milach, or Mechalish Milach? Did you hear this explicitly from Yishim and Levi, or did you just imply it from something that you learned? Many times when the Gemara says Mechalish Milach, that we usually, if there was only an implication, there's what to reject. So it says, my Chala, what would be the inference that you're referring? So the Gemara says, so what would be the inference? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shimon Levi." Rav Shimon Levi reported once, "Ir Hakad Shaiz of Eretz Yisrael Shikara Alav Irer." That once people were protesting against the yichus that they had of the people who lived there, they heard bad things about it. So they had Rabbanim come and check it out. What were the bad things? Shigir Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sent Rabbi Romnus Ubad Rabbi Romnus, and he looked into this town. Umasabag Baski Yoros Chusim Bas Shalosh Shanim Yavechad. They found that a convert married a girl below the age of three in one day. That was what everyone was upset about over there. But what happened? Sure, Rabbi Lakuda. Rabbi said that she's fit for guna. So we see over here that she was allowed to marry a Kohen, so that would be fine. So that's like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi passing Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And Gemara says, "I'm a Levi Pirash Shmuley." No, I actually heard it explicitly from Yishuv and Levi. So Gemara says, usually when you say, "Oh, did you hear it implicitly from the story, or did you hear it explicitly?" He said explicitly. Mechalal Mai. The Gemara implies that if Rabbi Yehuda only had heard it through an inference, that it would be he'd be able to reject this raya. So what would be the problem? What would you reject? Because Dilma Shani Asa, maybe that case is fundamentally different. Hoel v'intiv, because since the Kohen already married her, he could remain married to her. This is similar to Rav Yochanan and Demar Tavaya. Bulgaris Mukaseitz. Well, you said that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bulgaris or a woman who's Mukaseitz, that she had a wound, that she's not having a Basulim. But if he does marry her, he's allowed to remain married to her. So similarly, over here also, maybe Rebbe allowed her to be married, even though he had been Isra Lechachila. So Gemara says, no, that those cases are completely not comparable. Al Yashta. Bishla Bahasam, when it came to the Kohen Gadol who marries a Bulgaris, Sophaleos Bulgaris, Tatavka. Anyway, what's the Svara? That she's going to be above the age of 12 and a half eventually with him when he stays married to her. So even if you decide to marry after the age of 12 and a half, we're going to allow you to stay married. Sophaleos Beula Tatavka. Sophaleos Beula Tatavka. And similar with the case of Mukazes, eventually he's going to have Bia with her to consummate the marriage. And the fact that she was wounded by this Mukazes is going to be not effective to their marriage in the continuous situation. Here, Hacha Sophaleos Zona Tatav. Here we're going to say that the fact that you're going to continue waiting, that you married against the halacha, you married a convert, that the fact that she's going to come as zona eventually is going to be even more problematic. So it's similar, obviously not in comparable cases. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Idi learned it from Mechlala, it should be good, the Gemara is saying right now. So the Gemara points out, you're right, Rav Safra matni la Mechlala. Rav Safra actually learned it from the inference, the kasha, Rav Safra asked the kasha that we just had before, Mishan Lachi, and actually gave this answer in this manner, and that would be what was going on over here. And the Gemara just continues, Ahu Kana, that's a Gior, similar halacha. There was a girl who was below the age of three, converted, and she had married a Kohen. It's like, my eye, what's the halacha? You're marrying her. He said to the Kohen, the Kohen responded, go divorce her.
I'm gonna mafkin arach Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi munech. Nah, I'm gonna remove Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi from your ear, meaning that I'm gonna put you in chirim and I'm gonna force you to get divorced. So he obviously didn't hold of this idea. Okay, Be'ez Hashem on Shabbos, look up with Tanya. Be'ez Hashem, and the recordings most likely we'll get to with the Daf Samach Beis.